Threskos means ceremonious in worship, as demonstrative. It comes from threlmai, which means to wail. That is, to be pious. Meaning the word meant wail in its root form, but it means to be pious, to be religiously minded. You know, and that can take all kinds of forms. I mean, maybe someone is, you know, like, let's say you're in church and there's someone really worshiping God very zealously. I do that sometimes. That's being pretty religious. In the sense of now you're being demonstrative of your religion. Right? But now you don't have the ability to bridle your tongue. You deceive your own heart. And you're a deceiver of your own heart. You know, these are in... You know, what does he mean, bridle your tongue? Well, you know, out of the mouth, all kinds of things of the heart are spoken. What their mind is really on. What they really value. And what if the false gospel comes out? What if things that aren't right come out? What if foolish and, you know... I mean, hey, sometimes we speak as fools to show the folly. Sometimes... You know, so on and so forth. Hey, I don't know. Am I able to bridle my tongue? I'm still trying to figure that out. I know there are times when I think, like, I wish I hadn't said that. So I suppose that is still lacking in its perfection. Though I know that God will teach me everything I need to know about bridling my tongue. Don't deceive. But see, in that, I have not deceived my own heart. I see where there's lack. I don't think just because, well, I teach the Bible, I sing songs, I dance, I cheer, I shout, I'm pretty religious. I'm a doer of the word. It's more than that. It's what's inside. You know, we want it out of a pure heart. How do you get a pure heart? You stir that up in you? Like Paul had said of, that deacons should do things out of a pure heart. How are you going to have a pure heart? God has to make your heart pure. He has to purify it. Just like he has to purify everything about us. I like the outward purification of washing with water, which has a minor profit for a very short time, but I'm talking about real purification. And then he says, pure religion... and undefiled before God, is this to visit the fatherless, the orphans, to visit them, and widows. Now, what is this? In their affliction. You know, people they go through a lot of things, tough things. In this world, you really have to, in America, you really have to seek these people out. Because a lot of times, I mean, most of the widows and stuff are... well taken care of. Not afflicted. You know, it's not like the rich old widow. Though, honestly, she's afflicted with riches in a way. So, I mean, everyone... we're merciful towards all. Kind towards all. Being mindful of the fact that God was kind to us while we were yet a sinner. He manifested his kindness towards us. Don't despise it. Because you never know who the next Paul is. Paul was an enemy of the gospel. And look at what happened. God turned him around. So careful how you are with your enemies. They might next time you turn around, they may be, maybe that God has appointed them apostle over you. Visit the Father, you know, and I would say this in general, look at this is sort of like putting aside your own self-interest and looking after the interests of other people. Those who are in want. Fatherless and widows are often put for that whole group, you know, just visiting the sick, imprisoned, the wretched, the weak. That's a demonstration of religious faith. To visit. What does it mean to visit? To literally to inspect, by implication to select or choose even. But to go to see or to relieve. Take your time for those of less degree. The afflicted. to keep yourself unspotted from the world. I mean, that's part of, hey, righteousness, the gospel is in righteousness, in godliness, in peace in Christ Jesus. All those things are in the gospel. All those things are in the Christian religion. You want to be unspotted. That's why Christ died. We read from Galatians chapter 1 verse 4. He died to save us from our sins and that we could walk in this present world unspotted, righteous and holy. It's a tall order. It's so tall, man cannot fulfill it. But Christ, by the power of God, by his blood, purchased these gifts. He ascended on high. He gave gifts to men. They come down from above by the Spirit into men. Ungodly and wretched men like me being made conformable to the image of Christ. What an amazing God we serve.